Welcome to Side 2 of On Writing Well. I'm William Zinsser, still, and I'm going to start by reading you something by the British writer George Orwell. Because before we go any farther, I want you to meet the enemy. I'm going to read you Orwell's translation into modern bureaucratic sludge of a famous verse from the book of Ecclesiastes in the King James Bible. The original passage, which you know, goes like this. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. That's a wonderful sentence. It's clear, and it's human, and it's alive. Now, here's how Orwell says the verse would come out today, in the pompous, bloated language of our own times. You'll recognize the style. It's in your mail every morning. Here it is. Objective consideration of contemporary phenomena compels the conclusion that success or failure in competitive activities exhibits no tendency to be commensurate with innate capacity, but that a considerable element of the unpredictable must invariably be taken into account. That's also a wonderful sentence. If you don't remember anything else I say on this tape, remember that sentence, because that sentence is the enemy. Let me go back to both versions and show you why. The first passage from Ecclesiastes, just at a glance, makes you want to read it. And the second one, just at a glance, makes you not want to read it. Always remember, writing is visual. It catches the eye before it has a chance to catch the brain. In the first version, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. The words are short. They have air around them. They convey the rhythms of human speech. The second one is so clotted with long, dead words. Objective consideration of contemporary phenomena compels the conclusion that there's only room for about three of the words on a line, and instinctively we just don't want to go anywhere with a mind that expresses itself in such ponderous language. We don't even start to read, and I don't think we should. But even more important than how the words look is what they say, what kind of words they are.